Hi, my name is Mo, and I'd love to share a story with you from the Book of God. The title of this story is Warning, Suffering and False Teachers. After Peter returned from Samaria, where he dealt with Simon the magician, he continued to be a leader of the early church. He traveled and shared the good news of Jesus, the promised Savior, with people around the region. Near the end of his life, he wrote two letters that would circulate to the Christians living outside of Israel. Peter wanted to encourage them in their suffering of persecution, to warn them about false teachers and remind them that Jesus will return one day. This is some of what Peter wrote to encourage those suffering because of their faith in Jesus. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trials you are suffering. Instead, be very glad. These trials make you partners with Jesus in his suffering. If you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed. Praise God for the privilege of being called a Christian. In Peter's second letter, he warned the followers. Just like in our ancestors' days, there will be false teachers among you. They will teach lies about God while pretending to teach the truth. Many will follow their shameful ways. And because of these false teachers, people will say bad things about the way of truth, the Christian life. Those false teachers only want your money. They will profit by telling you lies. But their judgment and punishment from God are coming. These false teachers promise freedom from God's laws, to live however you want. But these false teachers are really slaves of corruption. Peter ended his last letter saying, "It is most important for you to understand what will happen in the last days before Jesus returns. People will laugh at you. The false teachers will say, 'Jesus promised to come again. Where is he?' No, God is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be lost, but he wants everyone to repent, to turn away from their sin and turn and follow God through Jesus. But we are looking forward to the new heavens and the new earth he has promised. There, all people will do only what is right. Dear friends, you already know these things. Be very careful then that evil, false teachers will not lead you astray with their false teachings. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." This is a story I wanted to share from the Book of God.